A decision to suspend a 20-year-old philosophy student from Queensland University over alleged misconduct looks headed for that state Supreme Court. On Friday, Drew Pavlou was suspended for 2 years, but the university's chancellor immediately intervened, ordering the case be reviewed. That's scheduled to happen this week. The student has been outspoken about the university's ties to China. National education reporter Connor Duffy reports.
20-year-old philosophy student Drew Pavlou's on-campus activism, supporting Hong Kong and Tibet and criticising China's government, has attracted international headlines. But the University of Queensland, which receives 20% of its revenue from Chinese students, hit him with a 186-page dossier of complaint and, after a disciplinary hearing last week, suspended him for 2 years. With just 6 months to go on his degree, Drew Pavlou, who also sits on the university's governing body known as the Senate, says he's being silenced.
It's for all intents and purposes an expulsion, right? Because I'm barred from taking any courses for the next 2 years. That would mean I can no longer hold my seat on the UQ Senate as the student representative.
As well as the anti-Beijing protests, the 11 allegations in the complaint that led to his suspension include using offensive language against fellow students on social media and blocking the entrance to the uni's stationery store.
It was an investigation in search of a crime. They know that I'm a passionate person. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm not some polished politician or whatever. When I encountered really intense personal attacks over the past 10, 11 months, sometimes I responded in bad ways that were probably unhelpful to my cause.
In a statement, the university's chancellor, Peter Varghese, says the severity of the penalty concerns him and he's calling a university senate meeting this week to review it. But Drew Pavlou isn't pinning his hopes on that. AM understands that with the help of Brisbane barrister Tony Morris, he'll attempt to take the case against his suspension to the Supreme Court.
I don't want to be called into this confidential smoky back room where they go, oh, look, Drew, maybe we'll just give you like rubbish collection on campus if you just agree to just stop talking about China. No, fuck that. No way. No way. I want a total complete exoneration. I want the university to publicly apologise to me. I want to take it to the Supreme Court so we can absolutely tear them to shreds, because it's a politically motivated farce. Any independent judge will see this.
The University of Queensland is declining to comment further, but has previously denied that the disciplinary action is a free speech issue. Victorian Liberal Senator James Patterson disagrees.
Drew Pavlou and I certainly almost would have been on the opposite sides of the barricades if we're in student politics together, but I think the principle of freedom of speech and the right to protest on campus, along with academic freedom, are some of the best features that define our universities in a Western liberal context.
That's Victorian Liberal Senator James Patterson, ending Connor Duffy's report.